is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of other refugees would be spread out evenly across the EU. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebel fighters fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan denies his government is supporting rebels. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
Daesh is genocidal by self-proclamation, by ideology, and by actions in what it says, what it believes, and what it does.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The genocide declaration means the United States could prosecute any Islamic State member in the U.S., but it does not obligate any specific action against the extremist group. The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group IHS Jains says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group, both in Syria and Iraq. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of that country. It's a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. The declaration would unite three Kurdish-controlled provinces. This is VOA News. The United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide the